4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Hello there, Makadi Linjani are here. It is yet another episode of the exciting DSTV pod. As always, I am so excited. My name is Larry Quirirai, and every two weeks, you and I delve into the universe that is a DSTV and its associated products, giving you tips, tricks, and other bits to get you to feel every moment from your experience. Get it? Feel every moment. I really do love myself. I love my life. I love myself. I love my life. This week, oh wow, I come with a lot of goodies, from a new shows to a new way to pay. Always fun, that one. And an inspirational interview with Mildred, the lights lady. Yes, she does lights in Harare. So yeah, woohoo, let's get into the pod. So Zimbabwe's newest TV channel, 3KTV, is in full service at the moment, and I caught up with the general manager, Emmanuel Nyamayedenga, who told me how it has been going.
Believe you me, everyone here, including even the senior executives, we were here as early as 5 a.m. on Monday 28th of February, excited that this was going to be their day. And that was when we ululated those who could. We whistled, we clapped, we hugged, because it was such an emotional moment that a year's work and over 4 years planning and negotiations had come to fruition. The way MultiChoice is organized, the way their systems are implemented, the way their processes are documented, and you need to tick boxes to be able to achieve certain goals and targets, was very useful, and it has become a template for our own operations. That as much as we are technologically advanced, as much as we've got the creatives, it's how organized we are going to deliver this service. And in broadcasting, you then need to make sure you're consistent, you're good at it, and you inform your public and audiences about what is going on and what is happening. And this comes then with that support, the various masterclasses across the board, from technical, from production processes to marketing, have all enhanced our capability to differentiate ourselves and position ourselves as the best of Zimbabwe in terms of television. And who better to teach us and to orient us in that area than Big Brother MultiChoice? Hashtag 3KTVZim, hashtag DSTV Zimbabwe, hashtag the best of Zimbabwe at 3KTVZim. Watch us.
The channel is available on channel 293 on DSTV, but remember that if you have one of the older decoders, you will not be able to catch it. Yeah, you can't do it. So get it upgraded so you can watch the channel, available 24 hours a day on DSTV.
If you're a part of the DSTV fam, you should be part of the Showmax fam. DSTV Compact Plus, Compact Family and Access customers pay only half when you add Showmax to your DSTV bill. That's all of Showmax, including local originals, box sets, and exclusive movies and shows for half the cost.
Really?
Don't believe us? We'll show you. Download the MyDSTV app to add Showmax to your DSTV bill and get all of Showmax for half the cost with DSTV.
So you know, MultiChoice Zimbabwe is always trying to innovate to make your DSTV experience easier, right? Well, there is a new payment system that is available called PayU, and I have Milane Daraja from MultiChoice Zimbabwe to explain how it works.
Hello people. I bring to you great and exciting news about making your DSTV payments online using the online PayU platform. So instead of you having to go and visit the bank to make payments, you can now make your payments online. That is if you have a Visa card or a MasterCard. So to make the payments, you simply need to follow these steps. First of all, you need to log in to your MyDSTV app. Once you log in, you click on the pay option. Once you click on the pay option, you check if the amount that you want to pay for is correct. If the amount is correct, then you click on the pay option again. Then it will take you to a page where you need to enter your Visa card or your MasterCard details. Once you have entered those details, an OTP will be sent to your phone, either through SMS or email. You just need to confirm that OTP number and your payment should be able to go through. Yes, guys, I'm so excited. Isn't that great news?
Nakirwa nemitambo yebhora rekuma League esemakuru ane vatambi vakuru pa DSTV nemutengo unotangira pa $19 chete. T's and C's apply. Vigere garega unoona EPL, La Liga, Serie A, Champions League. Plus gore rinotapata kupedzera ine Europa League. Bora kusvika zvadaka. Iwe Gaya, Salah, Kane, Haaland, Bruno, Lukaku, Mane, Suarez, Messi, CR7. Kana wedu nakamba viki rose every week. Ibora rinopedza ma sports pa DSTV.
Well, it's going to be a tight one, given that the cars are much faster and they're almost at par. When you look at Ferrari, when you look at Red Bull, when you look at McLaren, and you look at Mercedes, if you saw the testing, but I'm still rooting for Hamilton to come back and win the title this season. Then in the Clásico, I'm rooting for Real Madrid. Real Madrid has been the informed team, and they're quite dominant, and I think Barcelona will be just not good enough to win this game.
Hi, so I think Lewis will definitely win. Lewis Hamilton, sorry. For those not in the know, will definitely win the Formula One this season. I think the Mercedes car is faster. I think it's more, you know, sleek. And he's got a point to prove, you know, after last season and how it ended. So I definitely think he will win. In terms of El Clásico, I'm biased. Barcelona always.
Well, do you agree with Brian and Moira in that aspect? I don't know about you, because, well, sport-loving DSTV customers are in for a super sporting weekend. See what we did there? Super sporting weekend. Yeah, with the DSTV Open App Weekend. So that's granting access to all sporting events via the DSTV app, regardless of your package. This means that on Saturday 19 and Sunday 20 March, customers subscribe to Compact Plus, Compact Family, and access packages will have unrestricted access to Super Sport channels on the DSTV app, including WWE, Super Sport La Liga, Super Sport Football, Super Sport Premier League, Super Sport Golf, and Super Sport Tennis, among others. And with their own predictions, I've got Tandi and Chef Takura to tell us what they think.
Seeing as how the previous season ended in drama and scandal, I'm expecting a charged season, a dramatic season where Max is out there to prove himself and shut all the haters out. And Lewis is also fighting to get back to that number one spot. But at the end of the day, I'm giving it to Lewis.
Formula One kicks off again this weekend. Hoping that Lewis Hamilton can get over the line this year and get his eighth. But it looks like it's going to be hard work. Ferrari and Red Bull seem to have better cars than he has. And also the matter of El Clásico. My beloved Barcelona has been terrible this season, but hopefully they can pull something out for this game and inch their way up the table.
Unlike the first El Clásico of the season, I feel like this one will be more competitive, because finally we're seeing Barcelona coming back into form, you know. And Real is real. They've had a good form recently. Benzema is in good shape. Vini, everyone is just... It's just going to be an amazing weekend. And I'd like to put my money on Barcelona. Yeah, I think this might actually be the time Aubameyang actually shows up and makes his mark in Spain.
Inspiration is key, and in the month of March, we celebrate in particular the DSTV Shark women. One such professional is DSTV Shark Mildred Moyo, a Bulawayo-born lighting designer whose input has transformed many theatrical shows into meaningful works that delight the people involved, as well as audience members. Yep, she's awesome, in other words. With more than 20 years' experience under her belt, she helps the other professionals behind the scenes and on stage to bring to life theatrical works of many kinds. She founded Phenomenal Lighting and Power Solutions as a one-stop solution center for stage lighting and solar power installations. As the only stage lighting company in Zimbabwe owned by a female professional, she is pleased with the response from everyone who has made use of it. Customers have included leading artists, prominent venues, and a range of festivals in Zimbabwe. I had a chat with Mildred, asking her what got her into the exciting world of lighting, who she has worked with, and of course, her inspiration for young ladies who want to get into male-dominated spaces.
I used to run away a lot from home, you know, like, I liked different, weird things, rather. So I bumped into Rips Theatre when I think it was 2004, yeah. That place, I didn't know it was a theater. I didn't even know there was a thing called a theater. It must have, that's the day that I came across lighting, and my journey in lighting began that day. However, I didn't get into lighting initially. I went into dancing. You know, I signed up with the dancing class with Debbie Fleming. She was my dance instructor at Rips. I didn't last long. because I realized that I didn't actually had two left feet. I was a terrible dancer. But I decided, you know what, if I can't dance, I will light the dancers instead, you know. Who have I worked with? Haifa, number one. I think Haifa for me opened up a lot of doors. I've worked with Shoko Festival. I've worked with the late Dr. Oliver Mtukudzi on his Nzone Murumdanga DVD recording at Seven Arts. I worked with Sam, the late Sam Mtukudzi as well as Selma Mtukudzi. I've worked with Dudumane Ngai in The Color Blue. I've worked with Masa Caroline. I've worked with Jembe Monks. I've worked with Kaspar Nyovest, you know, when he was down here, there was also AKA from South Africa. I've also worked at the British Ambassador's Residency in Kamfinza, where I did lighting for Shakespeare's commemoration. That was back in 2016. I personally believe that we need to raise a generation of women who won't worry about getting a seat at a table that initially wasn't designed for them, you know. I believe it's about them finding their own materials, building their own table, and having authority to make decisions about who gets to be at that table. Because yes, we are women, sizimbokodo, we can.
Thank you, madzimai. Tokumbirawo Sister Ruby vativharire nemunamato.
Katinamatei. Kuna baba vakatendeka. Tinoziva mutsvene muri marivari rudo. Tinoziva kuti hapana chinotinetsa baba. Nekuti tinongobvomvera kuti hello Mwari. Pane vanhu vari kutitsara pano. Imi mopindira spiritually, kwete physically baba. Riba
rakashata. Clearly, she's been watching Trace Africa on DSTV. You too can get inspired by great entertainment, including local music and much more. Get DSTV today from $13 per month, because great stories start on DSTV. It's your moment. T's and C's apply.
What else is happening on DSTV? There is a new Mnet original South African murder mystery called Recipe for Love and Murder, starring the award-winning Maria Doyle Kennedy, who you'll know from Outlander, Orphan Black and Kin, as well as Tony Horoje, who is from Black Sails, Invictus, Long Walk to Freedom, among others. The 10-episode series is as humorous and heartwarming as it is chilling and shocking. Tune in every Sunday at 2000 hours on Mnet DSTV channel 102 in Zimbabwe, 101 in South Africa, depending where you are. 102 in Zimbabwe, starting 20 March 2022. Let's hear from some of the cast and crew.
My character lives in a small town in the Karua. She works in the local newspaper. She writes recipes. So our mystery begins then when she loses her job and has to figure out a new way to meet people and have some purpose.
At the heart of this is a small town murder.
It's all gloved hands and Sunday heads, but when you scratch the surface, there's all kinds of shenanigans.
Jessie is an investigative journalist. She's climbing mountains, chasing ambulances.
Although there's a murder mystery, there's really actually no violence. Just draws you in.
But what happened last night?
It is quirky, funny, dramatic, at the same time, authentic and a bit magical.
Woohoo!
What really attracted me to this project was the premise and the scripts. I found the humor and the characters delightful.
I think it's really exciting having a determined colored lead. I think it'll be really lovely for people to see a contrast between all the other characters and how they find the common ground.
Definitely pomegranate juice.
We settled on something that is beautiful, whimsical, colorful, so it's more of a sunshine noir than it is a dark Nordic drama.
We always said Maria's kitchen was a whole character. The food is very tied up in the emotions and the storyline.
I think it's unique. I don't think South Africa has told a story like this before. It's a dish full of beautiful food for our audience.
And that's that. Got any cool ideas, tips, questions, or even just want to say hi? Couple of people said hi. Well, just go to DSTV Zimbabwe on Facebook and leave a message. On Twitter, it's at DSTV Zimbabwe. You can also tag me with the hashtag DSTV Pod. My handle on Twitter at Kwirirai, Kwirirayi. If you're not on social media, well, just email dstvzimbabwe@multichoice.co.za. If you have any other things that you'd like me to tackle, if you have any questions, anything that's burning inside of you, please do get in touch with us on those different platforms. Otherwise, mask up, social distance, wash hands, and stay safe, and get and stay connected to DSTV. And as I say from where I come from, Asilwe Siyasebenza. My name is Larry Kwirirai. Pod out.
Join us again next time when we will be back with more tips, techniques, and cheats to achieve the rewards that you deserve. Thank you so much for your time today. And please, set your podcatcher so that you never, ever miss us. Bye for now, and thanks so much for listening.